Thank you for calling Evacore Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's five-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling for a new prior authorization, if you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. An Aetna member, 2. A Horizon. At the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal. For faster service, you can complete the entire clinical certification process online. Go to evacore.com to find.
Good morning. My name is Carrie S., intake representative. May I have your name for our records, please?
Yes, my name is Sena. S-A-N-A. Last name initial is MSN Mary. I'm calling from the doctor's office. I have some case numbers on my file, so I just want to check the status. I want to initiate also.
How many cases do you have to check status of, Sarah?
Just a minute. 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 cases on my file to that check the status, and 2 cases I want to change the provider.
We only usually do 5 at a time. What is the first case number that you want to check status of?
Sure. First case number is 12445988878.
Patient's name and date of birth?
It's a Lorvik John, and date of birth is 03-28-1976.
Doctor's name?
Doctor's name is Nori Eleda.
Thank you. And this is a PET with CT skull-based to mid-thigh. Primary diagnosis code is the C50.311. It was started this morning, and clinical information was uploaded. So since it was just started this morning, we haven't had time to review what was uploaded.
Okay. Ma'am, please, can you spell out your name?
C-A-R-R-I-E.
And last name initially?
Last name, S as in Sam.
Okay, thank you so much.
What's the next case number?
Yes, next case number is 12445983 81.
Patient's name and date of birth?
Yes. Patient's name is Brennan Amdund, and date of birth is 10-29-1935, and provider name is Algar Jahan.
This is also the PET with CT skull-based mid-thigh. This primary diagnosis code is R as in Robert, 97.21 with a secondary of C61. It was also started this morning, and clinical information was uploaded. Again, we have not had a chance to review what you uploaded this morning. What's the next case number?
Sure. Next case number is, oh yes, 12445227 80.
Patient's name and date of birth?
Patient's name is Calicido Isabel, and date of birth is 10-02-1976.
Doctor's name?
It's Osem Balim Mitchell.
Thank you. And this is the CT abdomen and pelvis, no contrast, 74176, primary diagnosis code R97.12. This case was started yesterday, and we did receive clinicals, but it is back in the hold status. Let's see what else it's looking for.
Okay, still it is pending, correct?
No, it's holding for more information. So after the clinicals that were uploaded, the doctor noted information needed in order to complete medical necessity review on your request. The following information is required. You have requested a 74176 abdomen and pelvis without contrast. The information provided meets clinical guidelines for a CT urogram 74178. Please notify us by phone or fax if you decide to accept or decline this test offer.
Okay, just I want to upload it all the clinicals on the web again, correct?
No, they're asking you, it may, the study that you, the information that you sent.
Okay.
Shows that a CT of the abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast would show the doctor more of what they needed. So they want to see if you want to change it from without to without and with contrast. If you want to accept that, let us know. If you don't, if you want to deny it and you just want to stick without, let us know. So we need to know whether you want to update it to with and without or just stay without.
Okay. Can I give the another case?
Because the clinical information you supplied supports it with and without. What's the next case number?
Yes, and for this member, CPT code is 74176, correct?
Yes, and they want to know if you want to change it to 74178.
Okay.
What's the next case number?
Yes, next case number is 12443783349.
Patient's name and date of birth.
It's the birth is Charles and date of birth is 06-24-1945.
Doctor's name?
It's the Vasil Tarun.
Thank you. And this is for the CT skull base to mid-thigh. It's holding for a peer-to-peer discussion before final determination.
Okay, so this case is denied?
Not yet. If you don't do the peer-to-peer, it would be denied.
Okay, at last, please transfer my call to the physician support for this case, ma'am, please.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with before I connect you?
Yes, it's case number is 12443783.
Oh, wait, you have a different case you want to check status on?
Yes.
Okay, I misunderstood. What is the case number? 12443783381.
Member's name is Winnie Combe Dominica and date of birth is 05-28-1993. And the physician name is Lead Brian.
Thank you. This is the 72125 CT cervical spine without contrast. I am showing a diagnosis code of M54.12 with a secondary of M79.10. This is with the medical director for review.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can help you with before I connect you to the physician support unit?
Yes, it's a 12. I have another case number, ma'am.
Oh. What's the next case number?
12443785.
Patient's name and date of birth.
It's a Kojus Kree Janis, and date of birth is 05-27-1966.
Doctor's name?
Doctor's name is Avento Lewis.
Okay, thank you. And this is for the 78816 PET with CT whole body, and the primary diagnosis code C90.00, secondary D47.2. That case is denied.
Okay. At last, please transfer my call to the physician support for this one. Ma'am, I have two cases. I have the authorization number for that cases. I just want to change the provider.
And as I said, we don't usually do more than five. And I've done more than five for you. Would you like me to connect you to the physician support unit?
Oh, yes, please.
Thank you. Please hold.
Okay, thank you so much.
If you are calling to schedule a peer-to-peer and would like to speak to a non-clinical agent, press 1 now. We are currently closed. Please note, you can view your options or schedule a peer-to-peer consultation by accessing our website at www.evacor.com. Thank you and have a good day. We are currently closed. Please note, you can view your options.